Hello once again, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alden Ford.
And I'm Winston Knoll.
And this is Hear Me Out. Guys, spring has sprung.
What a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
And we're in a basement talking about shitty music.
Mm-hmm. That's what the walkover.
That's
was.
What basements. Yeah. That's what fantastic. Basements are for.
Yeah. They're made for shitty music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, as you guys know, this is a podcast where we talk about the songs that are indefensible, where we defend the indefensible. Where we talk about those songs that you love but everybody else hates.
Right.
As you know, Alden and I are. Just Sheltered. I think we're is the worst. Best. Shelter, I think, is the best.
Yeah. I mean, and also, but you know, there's something about, you know, like a boy raised by wolves.
Sure.
You know,
we were raised by Sugar Ray.
we were raised by Sugar Ray, Vertical Horizon.
Oh God.
Ben Folds 5.
Give me that Ben Folds 5.
Yeah.
Let's smoke some pot and look at a laser show on a laptop.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our guest.
Yeah.
Our guest this week is, an improviser at the UCB Theater. She improvises on Grandma's Ashes with me, and she hosts a show called Ladies Night.
Mm-hmm. Men name, Welcome. Ladies Night, Men Welcome.
Her name is Lydia Hensler. Hey, Lydia.
Hi, Lydia. Hey. Thanks Lydia for joining Hensler. Us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, Winston, I liked what you said about, you know, sheltered, but there are many sheltered people who have shed the burden of bad taste or ignorance. And somehow we haven't been able to shake it.
You made it a thing. You made it your thing.
Yeah, that's
I guess
we owned
so.
It.
You owned
we embraced it.
It.
Yeah, we continue to own
it's
it.
It's like judo. We're using it and redirecting it.
Yeah, but judo's not.
Well, I guess I'm too big of a pussy for judo. Yeah. That's what I've learned. Mainly the thing I've learned on this podcast is what a huge pussy I am.
Yeah, well.
Well, and then it's owning that right. makes you not that.
Right.
Well, totally. So Lydia, Winston and I have very sheltered upbringings, which has contributed heavily to our musical tastes, even though I think that there's something else. There's something extra.
It has to be.
A shitty je ne sais quoi about our personalities that still allows that terrible music to come in. But what do you attribute your the shitty music that you like?
I don't know. So let's see. My sister's like amazing with music, and she works in music.
Oh,
and
wow.
She knows every band, every singer-songwriter. She's got a real eclectic taste. I don't know. Most of my music growing up was based on my parents' records. Like,
yeah.
I would.
What were those?
Like, okay, mainly Fleetwood Mac and Lionel Richie's Dancing on the Ceiling record. And I would.
Are your parents are like real? Does your dad have a mustache? Be honest.
No, my dad doesn't.
Oh, really?
My dad's super like, I don't know, not mustachy.
But how many buttons? How many buttons does his shirt?
No, he's like corporate, like.
But
very.
I feel like that's the sweet spot of Fleetwood Mac. It's for people who are like, nope. But I let my freak flag fly when I get that Rumors on.
Yeah, get a glass of Chardonnay in me at 9 o'clock on a Wednesday, and I'll listen to Rumors.
Yeah. So I would like choreograph dances to that in the living room and stuff like that. And then when I developed my own music style, well, I kind of glommed onto my friend's music style, which was a lot of like Janis and Cecilia, that song Cecilia. Like there was like
by Simon and Garfunkel.
Are you just saying that a song once? Yeah, we know the song, but are you saying that like that became your style? Like Janis Joplin and Cecilia, the song?
that era,
okay.
A little bit.
Right, so that's it's the early 90s, late 90s, mid-90s, and you're listening to that stuff.
Yes.
Are you listening to what
I guess, and then
recent?
So hippie, white hippie rock, basically.
Yes, and
okay.
then when I was like in college, I was almost exclusively listened to Billy Joel.
He was on the show last week.
So basically what you're saying, Lydia, is you're saying that you attribute your bad musical taste to just a decade and a half of listening to terrible music.
Yeah.
That's what you're
or like I'm behind or something.
It feels
I don't know
like you're
I'm
a
like
baby boomer that's like going through the baby boomer musical progression in like 1994.
Yeah. I listened to Billy Joel all through college. Like,
so
my
now
poor
you're
roommate
into
was listening to Radiohead, and we would like get ready to go out to bars and stuff, and I would put on like
Moving
Brenda
Out
and Eddie with the Puppy, and that was like what I was getting ready to.
So let me guess what you're into now. late period Eagles.
Yeah.
That'll be my
oh
guess.
Oh my God. Take it to the limit. One more time.
Yeah. It'd be like that. And I guess, I think baby boomers, did they stop listening to music at a point?
My mom has pretty much stopped listening to music. Yeah. I mean, she never listened to much music, but I do feel like there's a certain point at which, like, baby boomer, there's not a lot for baby boomers now except for old stuff, because the new stuff that old bands are doing is by and large terrible.
Well, the stuff that I let my dad would listen to would be like Sheryl Jones and the Dap Kings.
They
do like throwback Motown. Like I would let him listen to a little bit of the Amy Winehouse stuff, and not, like, but like not give him the
Winehouse. How soon you forget.
Winehouse.
What was it? Winehouse. Whatever.
She's dead. Fine.
Wow. Wow.
She ain't gonna stop me.
Well, okay. All right.
I'm sorry, Lydia. What were you saying?
No, I was just gonna say country also was growing up in upstate New York. I don't know why country was so big in upstate,
but it was.
Binghamton, which is the number one most pessimistic town in New York, or in the country. They're like fifth in obesity, fourth in depression, and like number one most pessimistic. I just read it online.
Most pessimistic.
Yeah.
I did not know that was on the U.S. census.
Well, I guess when you're real obese and depressed and cloudy.
I would love if there's like a back page to the U.S. census that's like true or false. Everything's bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what?
They show you a picture of a glass.
Right.
They're like, full or empty.
A glass, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so country, like, I remember very distinctly, like, driving in the country listening to Dixie Chicks. Like, I was big into Dixie Chicks.
Sure.
But my parents are into country.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Sure. No, all right. I mean, it totally checks out. It doesn't track with what the song that you broke.
No.
You brought in, which we'll get
none
to.
None of that.
We'll talk
see,
about
now,
it later.
Now, I feel like I am... Now, this is a bad metaphor, but I would say that my bad musical taste is sort of like a war veteran who's, like, removed a certain amount of shrapnel from his body, but there's still some that's just there.
That's a powerful visual.
It'll always be.
I've turned my back on some of the terrible music...
Yeah.
But I just, you know, sometimes I wake up at night and I'm like, I just love.
You're in that foxhole.
I just I just love that
cold
music.
Sweat.
I love that terrible music. I can never extricate that from myself. But I feel like you've just embraced it from the get-go and continue to. That's great. That's great.
Love
well,
it.
Speaking of non-flashbacks.
Oh boy.
Maybe if Alden is.
Well, I'm going to start out today and I've planned to have this on the show since episode one, and I'm finally getting around to it.
I feel
it is
honored.
A song that I am straight up ashamed to like as much as I do, and that is Thin Lizzy's "The Boys Are Back in Town."
Woo.
Breaking the door down.
This is great.
Oh
there's
yeah,
nothing wrong with this.
This is the best it gets.
No, I would say.
Oh, one more go around on that intro.
Got a bam. Let's bam. Just a little bit more.
This is where the title and credits fade up on the
right.
Guess who just got back today?
This song would be a lot better if they just started with "The Boys Are Back in Town." Doesn't that make sense for them just to start singing "The Boys Are Back in Town"?
Oh, I don't think so. I kind of like the verses in this song.
That's
I mean, probably a modern thing
to like put the hook first.
Now, see,
that's true.
I gotta say, I think this is. You know, we've had a lot of songs on the show, Winston, that I think embody this sort of if the lyrics were different or if I didn't understand the lyrics, this would be a better song than it is. I think there's very few truer songs for me than this song because the song is great. I just love
this chorus is awesome.
Yeah, it's great. But if you give one iota of thought to the lyrics, it makes you so angry. Oh, and this riff
this is
great.
Awesome.
This post-chorus riff. It's a little bit like post Allman Brothers kind of like it's great.
It's just enough riff. I mean that was all I needed.
And the solo break is great too.
Yeah, it's all good. I mean instrumentally this song is awesome.
Yeah.
But this is about a bunch of thugs and rapists
assholes
returning to town and everyone being like,
"Hooray!"
They're back.
And therein lies the kernel of why this song is so shameful for me.
I mean it's not necessarily. What's the I need some help with this because it's like there'll be The thing about the girl that we just heard, you know, that chick used to dance a lot. Well, I don't know what that means.
They're every night justifying what they did to her.
Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot, I mean she was steaming.
Yeah.
Okay. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just about fell out.
We just fell all about the place.
If that chick don't want to know, forget her.
Yeah.
So if it's just like, you don't want to sleep with us, forget.
Also, yeah. it's the most.
They're back in town. Why write a verse? You don't want to fuck us. Get out of our basement.
Much like Dan Fogelberg writing about bagging groceries.
Yeah.
That's the shittiest story you could tell about a party.
Right.
Remember that time a girl slapped Johnny? Boy.
Yeah.
We just lost it.
It is very.
Anyway, fuck her.
Not super manly. Like, you're like, oh, we're back. And it's like. And then this girl slapped us.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She left and we just hung out with each other. It was cool.
You had to be there. It was it was hilarious.
Yeah.
You'd have to know what was said earlier. Well,
and that's the thing. What? That's the thing that I think that, you know who's great at writing lyrics about inside jokes is Paul Simon. Every single Paul Simon song is about something that he refuses to explain that we'll never know anything about. But he's like, you know, it's like, remember that time this crazy thing happened? And it's like, no, I have no idea what you're even referring to.
But that is mysterious and interesting. Wait, yeah. Like, I don't care.
Is Paul Simon and Carly Simon related? Are they related?
No, I don't think.
Because she had You're So Vain.
Oh, maybe.
Okay, never mind.
No,
I just was like, understood. That would be.
It's close.
Oh my God.
Wow. I think it's
like,
the same
what if they were twins and that's how they both operated it?
But that's.
They were just like.
Yeah.
Like,
I think. Lydia, I think that would be a bigger story if they were twin, like super sibling,
or like married, and she took his name, and they like adopted each other's sensibilities.
Yeah,
and
seriously, yeah, I don't know. I think that information would be available to us.
It feels like you're really trying to make this work.
Last name, I don't know.
But yeah, this does feel like drunken dudes being like, "Hey, remember that time?" And you're like, "No," and
this
it doesn't
is like,
really matter.
Yeah, this song reminds me of if a band. Was entirely consisted of members of a fraternity,
right.
And they decided to write a song about their time in college. That would be better than this song.
This ending is awesome.
Yeah, now that we've gotten past the whispering, the run out is great.
This song has 2 out of 3. Ain't bad, because this song has awesome like instrumentals and the chorus is
good.
This feels like such a commercial song. Like, I feel like I've seen it. It feels like one of those commercials that I just saw today. I was watching like something on Hulu and like this, like the boys. It's so generic that everyone's like, yeah, we can all. It was on like Entourage.
Well,
you know,
and nobody
like
is gonna, nobody's gonna put the verse in a car commercial. Or in a washing machine commercial. So you put in the chorus and everybody's like, all right.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's a very like everyone's into it. I mean, everyone can get behind that, but it's
it
feels like a stadium song, like something they play before, like.
Oh yeah, no. And that's another thing that's sort of slightly guilty about it is that it's like it's overplayed, overused, overexploited. Yeah. But the thing is that it's just so. It's so unsavory. The whole tone of the song, it's so snotty.
I don't know. Dino's Bar and Grill sounds like a nice family place
dressed,
to hang out.
Dressed to Kill down at Dino's Bar and Grill.
That
gross.
Makes me think of...
It's all Bridge and
Tunnel. Yes, I want to eat like potato skin.
Do you know the place up near UCB, Dino's Bikini Bar?
Oh my God. That doesn't exist anymore, right?
I know it doesn't.
Yeah.
It got... I think it... I have a feeling it was probably a human trafficking.
Whoa.
Stop.
There's more of those than you think.
I know. Dino's Bikini Bar I would not be surprised. Like, oh yeah, they were like ferrying Russian.
Having
and Ukrainian
watched
women.
A lot of human trafficking documentaries and enough SVU, I think it's safe to say. I don't know. I'm really into that. Not like into
That's
trafficking humans, but it's an interesting phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like you could play this song. About human traffic, like that's what this feels like. Human traffic. It feels like these guys are the boys are back in town. Feels like they're out of prison. Like that's the first thing.
Really?
I always assumed that they were away at college.
Yeah. Who were the boys?
A bunch of assholes. Clearly.
No, I feel like these guys are roughnecks from prison or sailors.
Sailors.
This
gross.
Song is about Fleet Week. You think it's about Fleet Week?
Fleet Week is literally the weekend I hate the most.
It's done.
In New York City.
It was supposed to be this weekend. Worst and thing. It got canceled.
It did.
Fleet Week's been canceled.
Oh, good.
Wait, Lydia.
That week.
Fleet Week worse than SantaCon?
I would take drunk throwing up New Jersey Santas over like a bunch of sailors and like weirdos weirding out over sailors.
I guess as a guy, I think SantaCon is worse, but as a girl, I could see how Fleet Week would be the
worst. That's because sailors aren't trying.
They're not like
to fuck you.
Yeah. Well, some of them are.
Yeah, Santas aren't.
That's true.
Santa. Well, Santas.
Santas are. They're into their own thing.
Yeah,
it feels like they're very into. But no, this song. That's the thing. It this is like super commercial, but it is such like a weirdo song.
It's weird because you dance joyously to it, but it's not.
And it's also like they're also ushering in summer. It is that kind of thing of like it's that bullshit of like boys will be boys. And it's like who. Come on.
Well, boys will be boys, but like, but in a, and it, but it's condoning stuff that's like both boring and super wrong. Like,
really
they're
vague.
Dicks and they're boring dicks.
Right. Do you think that this was
your
like standard, one of those
your garden
like,
variety date rapists?
Right. No. Yeah. I mean,
where
I
does feel, it say that they're date rapists?
I just feel
that it just feels just, date rapists.
I mean, if this woman slapping them, they're probably getting a little fresh. If
that's
well,
fair.
And also, the drink will flow and blood will spill. Is that what
ew,
it is?
Is that
if the boys want to fight, you better let them. Okay, just let them fight.
Just
let
them
kick
work
the shit
out,
out of the, themselves
like
and each other. And who else?
Like, well, no, we're past. I mean, obviously, back in the whenever. But here's something you might not know.
Okay.
Oh man.
About this song,
please.
In 2004. Rolling Stone included it in the 500 greatest songs of all time.
Okay.
No.
It was 499th.
What was 500?
I don't know. I'm sure it's something like a Radiohead like deep cut. but here's what they said. Rolling Stone praised lead singer Phil Lynott's Gaelic soul.
What?
What?
And called the twin guitar lead by Scott Gorman, Brian Robertson used crucial to the song's success. Well, yeah. The song is played at most Irish rugby matches.
No, wow. Come on.
And
as a fan of Irish men in general, I have to say,
wow, this is something
this
new.
This is an insult to their hearts and souls and way with words. There's one
it's
thing
the
you can
worst
attribute to
about
men,
the
Irish.
Irish
men is like how they speak so eloquently, and they're.
Wait, what?
Yes. Mm. Men have, oh God, the Irish have the most beautiful words for everything.
What
and
are you
like
talking
this
about?
Song, stop it. They do, they just say things right.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, come back to my place.
Yeah,
they say it right. No, no, no.
It's
they,
with a lilt.
No, there's a
but
lot of
I do
like,
feel like they
beautiful...
kind of fall into the, are a little bit of the ruffian.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely more. Yeah. No, they are. But I'm saying the way the song is written is so vague and boring. Like, the lyrics are so terrible. They don't feel like they don't mean anything. They don't say anything. It doesn't feel Irish to me. What they're talking about, yeah, I get it.
But even that, I mean, actually, when I heard that they called it Gaelic soul and I re-listened to the guitar, I was like, oh, yeah, this is sort of a little bit of like a, you know, I mean, that like that little like, that felt like kind of, you know, Irish-y,
yeah, I could
Gaelic-y.
I mean,
but they are Irish. They're from Dublin.
Q Magazine placed.
Stop.
Yeah.
No,
the boys
this
are back
ruins
in town
it. Now I love them.
As number 38 in the list of 100 great guitar tracks.
Well,
so people.
No, people like the song, but here's the other thing, and it's interesting that you defend. This from an Irish perspective, Lydia,
because I am an Irishman.
Well, because it's actually sort of true.
That's right.
I mean, imagining these people being in like Iowa, they seem like real dicks.
Yeah.
But as a sort of love letter to like rowdy Irishmen, it's a little
you're
better.
You're willing to like jump on board a little bit more.
I know. I say that because that's my gut reaction, but I know that there's no difference.
Okay. I get that.
But I do think that there is something to be said for the fact that it is. That's a part of the culture in a way that it's a more shameful part of American culture.
Yeah. Well, so if they're Irishmen, so you're more willing to accept, like, boys to be, well, boys if they're, like, Irish boys?
Intellectually, no.
But emotionally?
But in my gut, sort of.
So here...
But not really.
Here are some fun... So I'm not really sure where you actually fell on that.
All I'm saying is...
Is
maybe.
How about those accents, right? That's all I'm
yeah.
saying.
Well, that's
just
all,
to him
that
talk.
Is all I know.
Clearly,
like,
all you're saying. They have such a way with words.
They do. No, if, no. Irish like
see, now
heritage
you've lost
is
me.
Full
I
of beautiful things.
I don't
okay,
doubt that.
Here's an example. Pierce Brosnan was on Craig Ferguson the other day. Irishman. He said,
"Is he Irish?"
Yes.
Both of them are Irish?
No, Craig is Scottish.
Oh, I mean, right, of course.
I'll take either or. But like, but he said, he was like, you die if you worry, you die if you don't. Like, stuff like that. They have these, like, proverbs that are so beautiful and, like...
I just imagine these Hellraiders coming in, like, saying, like, little witticisms and, like
yeah, tipping
the caps. I guess what I'm saying, I'm saying the songwriting is such crap that that's why I thought, like, because I feel like Irishmen are, like, endowed with this beautiful ability to communicate things.
Okay, here's a fun thing we can play. name a band that you think covered this song.
Oh boy.
Ooh.
Oh, you know what? I know Belle and Sebastian covered it. Yes. I have that cover and it's great.
No.
I don't really know a lot of bands.
Do you have it?
Or... I do have it. Yeah, let me see if I can find it.
Okay, so who do you think?
I don't know.
Huey Lewis and the News.
Oh, that great, makes great. Total
Just
sense.
Just like right in the wheelhouse.
Of course they did. They could have wrote it.
Here's a surprising one. The Mountain Goats.
The famous Mountain. No, I don't know who the hell
the Mountain Goats. It's like
an indie rock band,
singer-songwriter thing.
Molly Hatchet. Looks like Molly Hatchet. Also,
Reggie Watts.
Okay.
Oh, I've seen that one. That was pretty good.
The Cardigans.
I have that cover too.
What? How many versions of the song do you have?
Well, I'm a Cardigans fan.
That doesn't mean anything.
See, I don't even know who any of these people
Cardigans
are.
Cardigans are Love Me, Love Me.
Oh, I love them. Yeah, Love I know. I know the songs.
Yeah. So it's them. And so, and then the one that the top of the list was Bon Jovi.
Oh, God. Bon Jovi. I love him so much.
Lydia,
you guys,
here's what I want to know. Do you like this song?
No. I mean, I dance to it.
That's insane. Because you love every aspect. You're like, Bon Jovi, Irishman. I don't care for this song. It's like, this is the song.
I don't like how vague the song is. But I loved dancing to it.
I don't know if you know what this podcast is about. Guys, can I just say, here's another example of maybe I've not done a good enough job of explaining how much I like this song and how guilty I am.
How many different versions you have?
Okay, here's the Cardigans version. I'll play it for you right now. Yep.
I mean, do I have to not like it?
No, you don't have to.
Right? I mean, but I don't love it. I like it.
It's not good. This is a bad cover.
But you still own it.
Listen, Winston, I'm not just going to delete a song from my iTunes library. What is it, 2 megabytes?
It's actually really painful to hear women's voices singing that.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, oh, you have no idea how little they think of you.
It does. Oh.
This is the Belle and Sebastian version, which is significantly better.
Well, the audience loves it.
Well, they'll love anything. Belle and Sebastian can come out with shit on a paper plate and they'd scream.
That's because they're a great band, Winston.
I know.
And shit on a plate is awesome.
We all love that. I'm with you right now. This is awesome. They're recognizing the best part of the song.
Yeah, they're lifting it up. Guys, wow, we really did it. I would just like to say before we move on to the next song, I don't condone misogyny, don't condone violence against women, don't condone drunken shenanigans of any kind.
Well, you guys, shenanigans is my nickname when I was a waitress at this bar.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
How did you get that name?
Because I pulled shenanigans. A Mullins Irish Pub. Mullins Irish Pub.
Here we go.
That was my name, was shenanigans. Wow. I had a t-shirt that had that nickname on it.
So you do like pranks?
No, I just was really sad. I was just sassy.
Shenanigans.
I was just real sassy, and I was like always up to something.
Yeah.
Shenanigans are the wannabe younger brother of pranks.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a soft prank.
It's like not, nobody's getting hurt. I'm just being a little wild with the tables.
It's like having something weird on your hat and you're pointing at it and then being like,
that is a shenanigan. That's a shenanigan.
Or
that's also super Irish. That feels like a super Irish word.
I don't know.
You know what a shenanigan is? A shenanigan is where you're at a bar and you put the tip in coins under a glass of water and pull out the coaster so that the waitress, when they pick up the glass, water goes everywhere.
That's so fucked up to do as a former waitress.
That's a shenanigan.
No, that's an asshole. Like a prank, that is a mean, no, horrible thing to
see,
do
a prank,
to a waitress.
But you're gone by that point. A prank is when you do something and then you're like, gotcha.
That's what but that was.
No, they've left at that point in that situation. they leave the bar and then the coins.
I think that kind of falls into dick move.
Yeah.
Certainly. Much well, like everything about this song.
Yes. This whole, I don't want to jump to the conclusion of, we usually talk about, Lydia, what all the songs have in common, but these feel like, this feels like the most bro-y set of songs that we've ever had.
It is weird.
Hey, this one don't is, jump the gun.
Yeah. Noel. Well, yeah, sorry. This one is the Top Gun. Don't jump. Man. The Top Gun.
Don't jump the Top Gun.
Oh, you guys.
From the major motion picture soundtrack of Top Gun.
Which we all haven't listened to at night before bed.
And it is by Cheap Trick, and it's called Mighty Wing. You should be fist busting, pumping, because we all are. This is at the end of the movie. It's just a ball of dust. Now, here's what's weird to me. These guys sang Surrender.
Yeah.
They sang I Want You to Want Me. This does not sound like the same band at all.
It has
a weird crooning thing.
I wonder if they were asked to do the for the soundtrack.
They didn't write
this. Probably why
it's
so different.
Cheap Trick also famous for covering a Big Star song, which is the theme song for That 70s Show.
Oh.
That's a Big Star
we're
cover.
All right?
The name of the song.
Oh,
is,
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, about being in the street.
Hanging out.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Out in
the
street. Whatever.
Wait, this part is weird. This sounds really croony and weird. It's like the weird Elvis, but here we go. So something to know about the guy.
Winston is doing a sort of T-Rex point with his. With his,
if you've
forearms.
Ever seen him introduce an improv show, he's using his pointy fingers.
Imagine a T-Rex. Imagine a T-Rex playing 80s rock on a keyboard.
Well, on like a
and that's
child,
what Winston is.
A child,
yeah.
Like.
Well, here's the
Fisher
thing.
Price
here's
keyboard.
The here's the twist. That keyboard part. The guy who wrote this song also wrote Axel F, which is the dun dun dun
yeah,
dun,
yeah,
dun,
yeah.
Dun, dun 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 from Beverly Hills
the
Cop.
The most recognizable song of all time.
Yeah. So this guy wrote that and asked Cheap Trick to do it. So like that's when I heard that I was like, oh, this keyboard part seems like so much more.
Yeah.
Sorry. This is all like it's just like a big swinging. It's not a swinging dick, but it tries to be a swinging.
This
you know
is
what I mean?
Like you want to like run with. You want to be running.
Yeah.
When
this
you
is
hear
a
this song.
Jogging mix.
Yeah.
Track.
I mean, this it fits. The soundtrack of Top Gun.
Totally.
Perfectly.
Yeah.
Now, that's awesome.
Guys, how much do you love Anthony Edwards, right?
In Top Gun Goose?
Yeah.
He's
I love
great
him.
In it.
Now, what do you like about this song?
I love, I think it changes it up.
Because
this is a pretty good guitar solo. It's not bad.
This strikes me as sort of an Alden pick.
Yeah. It's busy. And that's why it's a busy song.
I feel like I could see a lot of, like, cheerleading competitions.
This is a montage.
Yeah, like,
this is
yeah.
a
and, like,
montage
throwing,
song, for
yeah,
sure.
It's, like, very, I could see a lot of different.
Like, trying to teach a goose how to fly again.
Yeah.
You know, like, a small hatchling. Like,
yeah.
Go! Yeah. Or, like, run. Yeah. I don't know. It's, I just think, I mean, the beginning, it has a couple of cool parts. It has, like, the,
Oh, I think the whole song is cool.
Yeah,
I think there's very
the
little to complain
part is
about
awesome,
this song.
But it's like, I think it got overshadowed by the Top Gun soundtrack is awesome. Like,
what else is on it?
Take My Breath Away.
Oh, good.
Great song.
Highway to the Danger Zone.
Right.
Ooh.
Playing with the Boys.
I don't know that one. I don't know.
Well, playing with. It's when they do
the
volleyball.
The boys are back in town?
No, it's.
They're the same boys are
basically.
Playing. You're playing
and the,
with.
And
those
the Top
ruffians.
Gun anthem. You know the Top Gun anthem?
I don't know.
I feel
like
just
you were playing
guitar.
A banjo or something.
Anyway, so yeah, it does kind of sound like that. It's more twangy than cool. But it's an awesome album. I had that on tape. I had, like, the Lion King soundtrack on tape.
Oh, yeah.
And
gotta
I had,
get
like,
that.
A couple of Christians, Michael W. Smith, who's a Christian artist. I had him on tape.
Wow. Put that one hand in the air and rock and roll. Yep. One hand up for Jesus.
One hand up.
And sway.
Yeah. Friends are friends forever if the Lord's the Lord of them was one of
his
songs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Anyway, let's keep going. The Top Gun album was fucking awesome, and it was just, like, so great. And I had a buddy of mine who was so obsessed with Top Gun. He knew all the word, all the, like, the dialogue in the movie. And when he was a kid, he would sit on a vacuum cleaner with a football helmet on and, like, stick the tube of the vacuum in there and, like, do all the, like he pretend that he was in the cockpit.
The, yeah.
That's so cute. But I was, like, scared for him when you were describing it because I thought the vacuum was on.
He's dead.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, God. He's going to die. He's going to die. There's going to be dust in his lungs and he's going to die.
Yeah. But it was like, I think I got, because it came out in like 86 or 87. So I was only like 4. But like, I think like in that, like it was still like a cool movie and was awesome. And the music is just great. I mean, it's so 80s, macho 80s yeah. music.
It's a definite like boy movie, you know, like yeah. there are yeah. so many like chick flick, like that is a, like a boy movie.
It's a boy flick. It's like it totally is. And more than that. I don't feel like I'm the type of, I don't think so. I'm not a like, yeah, one of the guys just like,
you know what?
Eating red meat and knocking back beers. But it's like, this
that's
is
a you.
Fucking,
that describes you
that
to
is
a
pretty
T.
much me. But
the only thing you're like lifting weights with the other hand, eating with one and lifting weights with the other.
Yeah, it's so good. But
like now they have like Too Fast and Too Furious are boy movies. Like there's such an emotional current to Top Gun that isn't. Yeah,
like
that was like that movie had heart, and like these ones don't.
Well,
they're just like
about planes, which is awesome.
Yeah, planes are cool.
I mean, cars are cool, but planes are awesome.
This felt really like super 80s of like, we've got F-14s. Like it just felt like,
let's see them in the sky.
Yeah, and it was all about like individualism, because if you looked at like the MiGs that the Russians flew, they were more like shitty, but there was like a shit ton of them. But we only had to take two. Like, two F-14s could take on, like, I mean, in the risk of getting real nerdy, the F-14s are your X-Wings and the MiGs are your TIE fighters.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Why not?
Disposable. Anyway, sorry.
Pitching to the choir.
Point is, sorry. Sorry, you got to go on your Irish kick. We get to go on a Star Wars kick.
Yeah. Chill out. Chill out, Lydia. We got this.
But I feel like the song, every part of it is cool. But I think it is a part. I remember it's one of the. A lot of people know "Highway to the Danger Zone." A lot of people know "Take My Breath Away." But
yeah, this
like,
is the
and
forgotten,
also "Mighty Wings."
The
everyone's like,
song.
"What the fuck are you talking about?" You're like "Mighty Wings," and I remember talking to somebody about this album and having like a moment where somebody was like, "And I was like, and Mighty Wings." They're like, "I love Mighty Wings," and I was like, "Are you kidding me?"
And you married that person,
and that ended up being my wife. No. Kelly Preston.
She was super into the soundtrack.
She was super into, she loved the soundtrack.
She's really self-involved.
Her own movie.
I mean, you guys, I once made out with a guy who put on the soundtrack to his movie. He was a filmmaker, and he put on the soundtrack to his movie to make out. No, I mean, I left. I mean, we made out, and then I was like,
left. Say what the movie was?
Oh, I don't remember. I mean, he's not successful.
Fellowship of the Ring. Fellowship of the Ring was the movie.
I was making out with, what's his name?
Peter Jackson.
You, well, Enya's May It Be was played.
Yeah.
Which will probably come on the...
What?
I think it will.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I have
Who is
several.
That?
Enya?
Is it? Oh,
no, Enya sings the one from the first one. And
Enya.
Annie Lennox sings the third one, which I love even more. Anyway.
Enya helped me quit smoking.
Did she really?
Yeah.
How's
like
that?
I would just like listen to her and I would feel
like more relaxed.
Okay. Yeah. Or just like
Orinoco Flow or
like hopeful.
Who Can Say Only Time.
Who can?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Do you remember
all
when that was on the Friends? The Friends season finale.
Was
they're
it?
Like the Friends season finale, and they played that song. I was like,
come
like
on, for
guys.
The commercials.
And I was like, is the Friends? Is it happening inside of a Yankee Candle?
Yeah.
wow. But anyway, I love this song. I think it's awesome. I remember before we started recording, I was like, Alden, you like this, don't you? And you were like, yes, I do.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
Lydia,
no, I don't
like
have anything
song?
To complain
what,
about.
What, this song?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's
Had you heard
out.
This before?
No.
But here's the only thing more 80s than the song is the lyrics to the song.
Oh, yeah. We haven't really
The lyrics
those.
Are insane.
Yeah.
I mean, who...
I think
this
German guy.
I would love the idea.
Guy.
I would love the idea that the director of Top Gun approached Cheap Trick and were like, we want you to do the closing credits to this movie. And they're like, great. We're going to start it with the lyric, "It's just a ball of dust
underneath my feet.
It rolls around the sun. Doesn't mean that much to me." What?
I think that's the earth.
I know.
Oh, I didn't know.
I know what it's the earth.
But I was like, is it an exhaust from the plane?
I think the German guy who wrote Axel F. also wrote this. I don't think Cheap Trick had anything. I think they handed it to Cheap Trick and they performed it.
Also, Winston, a few weeks ago with Justin Tyler, we talked about how disco embodied, like disco and cocaine seemed very caught up in one another in a way that didn't make sense to us. Like you said, it doesn't make sense how somebody could do a bunch of coke and then boogie. This song feels closer to what I think you associate with cocaine.
This feels no.
Listen to this. Yeah. With just a little luck, a little cold blue steel, I cut the night like a razor blade till I feel the way I want to feel.
And the way that he sings it in the song, he goes, "Till I feel the way I want to feel." And like that to me is like, yeah, this
and
guy
he
is.
Just, like, punches I want to somebody in the face. Yeah,
through a wall.
yeah.
Maybe this is about PCP.
This is cocaine.
No, it's definitely about cocaine.
It's but too
this
like
is,
clean. It's
this
like,
is what I
am.
I mean, and
yeah, focused.
Nice and
yeah.
focused high about it.
yeah.
And Top Gun.
PCP's all over the place. You gotta coke it up.
You're eating
this
people's
song.
Faces off.
Oh my
this
God,
knows
things
what it's
are
about.
Moving it that aren't real.
Well, but that's, I mean, but that is what I associate with.
I
with
definitely.
Especially like coke users in the 80s of like, let's do this. Let's fly this jet.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, I was surprised that you picked this song, not just because it's a little bit, you know, it's a little more busy than the songs you normally choose, but like, it's sort of like a hard rockin' song.
It's cheesy.
You don't bring in a
I
lot
love
of
it.
Hard rockin' songs.
Well, you know, most of my embarrassing stuff. Well, that I'm such a
sensitive.
Most of my embarrassing stuff is like super sensitive, like Lilith Fair shit.
Yeah.
So this is. It just feels like. I think the embarrassing thing about it is it's like so of the era.
It, I
like,
love
could
it.
Not be
it makes
more
me want
80s.
To drink like a big soda.
It is the most.
I don't know.
80s.
There's something like because
that's what you're describing is America.
You know what?
Yeah.
Lydia, the time has come.
Time has come, I'm afraid.
I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, are you really?
I'm not, because I love it so hard, this song.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just, it goes against every single thing that I am and stand for.
I don't know
for.
If it does. I don't know.
I don't know. No.
Lydia, can you tell us the artist and the title of your song?
Sure thing. My song is "Where Dem Girls At" by Flo Rida. Not to be confused with "Where Them Girls At" or the state of Florida.
Yeah. So
many girls. Oh, there it is! I'm about to go in. She says, I'm here with my friends. She got me thinking, and that's when I said, where them girls at, girls at, girls at? Where them girls at?
Here it comes. This is great.
I'll be friends. Hey, bring it on, baby. All your friends, you the shit, and I love that body, body. You want a ball explicit? I swear you're good. I won't tell nobody. Body, body. You gotta be a step. I
want to see that girl. Well, I guess it's not really important.
No.
It's not really helpful to ask what you like about this song. Everything is clearly the answer.
I can't stop dancing. For those of you listening, I cannot stop dancing.
She's dancing real hard.
Wildly.
The rap verses seem to be him saying, I like women.
Yep.
Like,
sounds about right.
Their bodies in particular.
Their bodies are fantastic.
He wants to mix with them.
Yeah. So here's Nicki Minaj coming in.
Oh, my God.
Right? Is this her singing?
Yes.
This is the piece de la resistance.
This is
of
the
song.
Best.
Oh, wait. No, we still have one more chorus before
we
get to Nicki. But she's singing in this, too. And I read somewhere that she initially was like, I want my own song. Because it's David Guetta or whatever, his French DJ.
Mm-hmm.
He did this song. And he's been all over the place. There's so many songs that he's done. But here we go. PB, who's people Bryson? 2 years ago, I renewed my license. Anyway, why'd I start my verse like that? You can suck on me, you can suck on a bull that. No, no, I don't endorse that. Pause that. Abort that. This is...
Hey, what can I say? Day-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Coming through the club, all the girls in the back of me. This ain't football, where the hell they trying to tackle me, really? I peed through it as a ball. Lily?
No one will deny that Nicki Minaj guest verse is always a sort of highlight of a song.
Oh my gosh, she's so bananas. I love her so much.
I don't love her solo stuff, but whenever she guests on a song, I'm always really excited.
Yeah, she's
it's also
so good.
Like, hey, Nicki, maybe take a second pass at this.
Yeah,
this,
nope.
This whole verse is like, you did it in one take. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
You literally say, why did I start my verse like that? Like, you say that in your thing.
Dylan was never like, lay, 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 lay. Wait, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But Peebo, okay, so we talked to you about this before the
start
recording.
Yeah, I don't know.
PB, who's Peebo Bryson?
Peebo Bryson.
Peebo Bryson is like a soft R&B singer who sang Beauty and the Beast and A Whole New World.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
So the first drop reference is Peebo Bryson.
Peebo Bryson.
I mean,
honestly.
Those songs are probably
any respect that I have lost for Nicki Minaj by having such a clearly phoned in verse.
Yeah.
All of that respect is made back because she dropped a Peebo Bryson rap, which I think is so fucking
funny. It does
feel
like jazz in a way that it's like, you're coming off the top of your, like, there's no, you're just saying what's literally in your brain at the time.
Yeah.
I love that she's like looking out for her homegirl Lily. Like that's my favorite part. I listen to this song all the time.
Yeah.
I listen to Flo Rida a lot.
Now, what differentiates this song from literally any other song like this?
Great question.
Oh, God, I don't know. There's something. Oh, gosh, I don't know. Like, I listen to, like, his whole catalog a lot. Like, when I'm
So you're walking, a Flo Rida fan.
Yeah, yes. And, okay. Like, walking across town, or if I'm having a bad day, I'll put him on, and I'll dance in my kitchen. After every Grandma's Astor show, I like listen to this song as I'm walking uptown. And it's like Saturday night and people are out in the clubs and
energy.
I'm like, yeah. And like the song feels
where
like
them girls
fits.
At. That's
where
what you want to know.
Where them girls at. And I don't know. I think there's this entire song, you know, it feels like clubby and like glamorous or like it's what I don't do. Like I never go out on Friday nights and I never really.
It's a grass is greener type song.
Or something. Or not even. It's like the normal. Like this is like what everyone does on Friday. Like that's gross. I don't want to do that. But
if
like,
somebody told me it's like
something cool about
what does it. The 2013 club pop song sound like?
Yeah.
I feel like I could play that. Like this feels like it's every bad.
Yes.
But David Guetta, like, this guy is everywhere. He did The Club Can't Even Handle Me right now.
That's one of my other favorites. Oh, my God. That makes me feel like I feel like a...
Maybe
like
you don't love Flo Rida. You love David Guetta.
Maybe I do. Oh, that would make me feel better because when I found out Whistle was about a blowjob, it broke my heart.
Well, David Guetta is nowhere to be found on Whistle.
Whistle. Yeah, so maybe I am a David Guetta fan.
Yeah, but he does, like, that song... Titanium.
Oh my God, I love Titanium.
That's him too.
Yeah, this is okay. Me right now.
So
I graduated
just...
from all like the Billy Joel, like that girl has grown into this. I don't know how that happened.
Well, it's the natural progression of a baby boomer. We get to David Guetta.
Yeah, all of the baby boomers I know are also.
I'll say this, what I think is so funny about this song is when he goes, I see this one, I'm about to go in. She said, I'm here with my friends. This is my favorite part. She got me thinking, and that's what I said. I just love imagining that pause where Flo Rida's going, wait a minute. Hey, why don't you bring your friends along? Like, it's just, I love that.
I got
like,
an idea.
She got me really thinking, what if I had sex with all the women?
Yeah, you know, yeah. So like, that's like a thought that like takes a while to get to.
It's his eureka moment of like, instead
not
of just having
you.
Sex with this one woman, what if I brought all her friends along with me and we had a giant orgy? He's like, I think I might be
Let's do it.
You know what's weird though? The video for this song doesn't match
super
it at all.
Weird.
It's weird bubbles going around and then like girls in bathing suits like freaking out. It almost looks like they're having a seizure standing
because
up.
Because it's
dancing.
Like the music.
It's
well, in the Wikipedia thing, it was saying that it was like a video shot. Did you see the video? Is for those of you. Out there not wanting to go don't
watch
the video's not worth really watching
it's terrible
for, it's for a, to understand the concept and also Nicki Minaj's part she really plays it when she's like Lily
yeah
she, like,
her
gets, like,
eyes
weird
get
and glassy
super crazy
eyed.
I love
it
so much
but it's David Guetta is like has lank blonde hair down to his
he's gross
he has like kind of a weird mullet he's in an
Ew.
Oakland Raiders jacket
he looks like a Tim Roth character
yeah
he looks
totally.
Like a
so he's on a rooftop and women are pouring in bubble solution, and there are bubbles floating over Los Angeles. And if a, and it's only gross. Women, but if a bubble hits a woman, she can't stop dancing. It's like, it, I think it's meant, they said it, we wanted a positive message for it, but it looks really weird and creepy because it's like, we're like, women are like dancing against like their will.
Yeah,
so it's like it, so it's right. like the it's like the L, it's like the LMFAO video, the zombie. Where
I'll have to take your word on that. I don't know. Wait, it's like zombies.
Yeah, it's like a zombie. It's like a zombie thing where they the people are dancing and make other people dance.
It's, yeah, it's very similar
it's,
to that.
I would prefer, like, as a lady, I would rather just see it be like orgy-tastic, like the video, just be about what it says it about, right. and I just like be in that sort of dirty, raunchy, rather clubby than, like,
feel good all
thing.
Over LA.
Yeah,
like, that's almost worse, right? That's almost
you're
bending over backwards to try to make it not gross,
right? Yeah, just
and
be what you are.
Kind of gets
that's
to the crux
like
of it, Lydia, because you are a strong woman.
I am.
Yeah,
and this
I'm like
song
so,
is...
a super feminist. I'm like obnoxiously a feminist.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, thank you.
But I do remember here when you gave me this, this reminds me of Sylvia. Sylvia's song was Your Body is a Wonderland. And it's the same sort of thing. And maybe I'm sexist for saying this, but sometimes women come in with songs that are like, based on what I know about you, this feels super
surprising.
Counter to that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know what? It really is. And there, I think there's this thing that's like, there's a little piece of me that loves gender roles.
Yeah.
That likes, like, that...
You want a man to be a man.
Yeah, and also just, like, I don't know. Like, if we're going to... Oh, this is so ridiculous.
Do it.
I'm saying.
Say it.
If we're going to, like, own our sexuality, we have to own the fact that, like, we... Everybody looks at each other as sexual objects in those moments where we're being sexual.
Sure.
So there's something about it that is actually... It's like,
see, when you
want to feel
it that
way.
I totally... Yeah, I mean, and I,
you know?
I totally...
Got me thinking.
That got me thinking. No, I mean, I totally
that's
sympathize with that. That makes sense. But I think what's... I think what is what bothers me about this song, and I think it is definitely also bothers me about my choice, is that it's so blasé about it. If it was taking a real strong stance, then it would sort of be like, okay, these are the characters that are being portrayed in this song.
Yeah.
But because it's so generic and so sort of like phoned in, it's sort of like, that's almost worse because it's like it's like that casual misogyny that's just sort of like
it's definitely like it's, we're going, it's like any Friday night.
Can
is
I,
what
yeah,
this
exactly.
song is.
Can I say that I think that if Flo Rida got into this
Flo Rida
Flo Rida
yeah
Florida
Florida
if the Florida got into this scenario, the way that kind of ambiguousness of like, I love Gucci, I love women with the watches, this feels like, I don't think he's gonna fuck any of these, like, do you know what I mean? It feels like it's like he will have women around him, but it doesn't feel like, and that maybe this is again kind of that thing of like, hey man, if you want all of our friends to come over, you better be able
to, like, stick
fuck
your dick in all of them.
Yeah, everyone. No, but like, there should be a little bit of like I don't think he's gonna have
calling
I don't
bluff.
Think I don't think he's gonna sleep with any of them.
Yeah,
like that's how it feels like if he's like, ladies, love the ladies. And
yeah,
just like, come
yeah.
on,
like me doth protest.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
All right, sir.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Flo.
All right, Flo. I'm gonna be over here giving a BJ to this guy in the bathroom because he can actually fucking get it up.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. Where that happened?
A lot of cocaine, Mighty Wings going on. I would say this. The other thing I think about it, this is like, sometimes I like to think if this song was about breakfast, would it be as just as good? And I think like it totally would.
Yeah.
It's like bacon and eggs.
Yeah.
Where my bacon at? I mean, it doesn't really, it's not, it's so, and I think that's part of why it feels like not impotent, but like toothless in that it's like, we're in a club dancing. Things aren't going to get serious until later. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe like, that's why I like it, because it's like dirty and sexy, but it's
not,
like safe because
yeah,
it's so
it's totally
bland.
Lame.
It's not like,
it feels
well,
okay. Like no one's going to get hurt. You can't do this.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good
but it
point.
Also, and I think that's like, it's the construction of a hit, because I think they're also like, this is a song that girls can sing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a lot of drunk girls in a bachelor party will also be like, where are my girls at? Yeah. You know, like, right?
Kind of like, and he sings that like apple bottom, like girls.
Yeah.
Songs that like
girls
know the words to all of that, and it's the worst.
Girls like, would sing yeah. this song. Whereas my, Nicki Minaj is like, hey, let me just get crazy.
I love it. She
my favorite part nuts. Of my favorite part of this song is imagining Nicki Minaj sitting in the dressing room for the music video trying to be like, now I got to memorize this one take that I did. Let's yeah. see. Okay. How can I memorize this? PB, PB, who's Peebo Bryson? Okay, I got that. 2 years ago, I renewed my license. Yeah, she's not had too bad. Anyway, why'd I start my verse like that? You can suck a dick or you can suck on a ball sack. No, no. I don't endorse that. Pause that. Abort that.
Pause that.
Just the other day, me go to London, saw that, kids in the street, paparazzi, all that. Like, who... Can you imagine doing, like, laying that down in 30 seconds and being like, see you later, and yeah, be like, oh, you got to come back 2 months from now and memorize that and lip sync it from 30 different angles.
Oh, my God. And you have to say the word ball sack a bunch. That's the worst word to say.
You know, the little I know about
if, yeah, I don't know Minaj. If Nicki Minaj cares about that yeah. part.
But the my favorite part of the song.
A little more ladylike, you think, yeah, than Nicki?
Maybe. My favorite part of the song is, day, 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 day,
day, day, day, day. Me too. I love that part. That's the part that I definitely like sing out loud a little bit while I'm walking down the
street. Sure, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Yeah, yeah, I mean, there's nothing, this song isn't great, but it's also not like,
I don't
not
know.
Terrible. It's bad.
I think, you know,
it's
I
not
think,
like Whistle. You like said, Whistle, you're like, oh.
Well, you know. Lydia, I mean, you say that the genericness of the song makes you sort of circumnavigates your feminism.
Yeah, maybe to my, yeah.
I think it's sort of the opposite for me. I think that because it's so generic, it just seems like it doesn't care.
Interesting.
And sort of like The Boys Are Back in Town, like it's so nonspecific that it makes me realize how much they don't get it.
So wait, are you saying Tyler the Creator, you want that sort of like horrible misogyny and like,
well, you know,
homophobia?
You take a song like Eazy-E's Gimme That Nut, which I'm sort of like, you know what? That's Eazy-E. Like, yeah. I wouldn't want to hang out with that guy.
Right.
But, like, I'll listen to that music and be like, I mean, he died from AIDS. Like,
yeah.
That guy practiced what he preached.
You're saying that at least Bitches Ain't Shit has, like, a point of view. Yeah. It's not a good point of view, but it's, like,
it's a
stance.
Strong part of the
yeah, well, but I mean, the thing is, Bitches Ain't Shit and, you know, Gimme That Nut, they're not trying to be, like, they're not trying to be like summer party jams. They're trying to be songs about guys who fuck everyone. And and this one is more like, hey, man, we're all friends. Just come on into the club, pop that bubble, and like dance.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, I feel like the women aren't victims in this song. Like, if they want to all go over to their house, it feels like, all right, let's all go over. Let's have a crazy night.
It does. That said,
the girls still have power.
There's also so little substance to this song. I can't claim to pick it apart too much.
Well, there's not much. I mean, the beat is, the music is like, I mean, that's what David Guetta is. I mean, he's a DJ.
Yeah.
I'm so excited because I didn't know. Again, I'm not like a huge
that.
Music person.
Tantanium,
so to hear that, I'm like, that's what I like.
Well,
I like this guy.
You know, every week, as our regular listeners know, we try to figure out what ties all these songs together. I feel like more than any other show we've done,
easy.
This is an easy one.
Yeah.
But I think we can stretch it. I think we can. I think we can figure out some sort of missed connections here. I mean, obviously, there's the. There's the party vibe running through all three of these
songs. Yeah, the summer jam.
Summer jam.
All of these cocaine can be involved.
Cocaine fueled partying, I think. Casual misogyny, I think, is also.
Casual? This feels like professional misogyny.
Okay, sure. I guess I just mean comfortably.
Entrenched.
I would say.
Just dripping in.
Yeah. Adept misogyny.
Day, 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 day.
Day, day, day.
But what else do you think? What do you think ties these songs?
This just feels like. This feels like the most masculine group of songs that we've had on the podcast, like that every one of this is about like dudes getting their jollies. If that's with
please
all the
don't
women,
ever say that phrase again.
Getting their jollies.
Dudes getting their jollies.
Gross.
That's like when girls got to brunch. That's what we're talking about.
Girls getting their jollies.
All
is
these
just
dudes just kept trying to get their jollies, and I was like, no jollies for you.
This
sir.
Is me back in. This is like the Winston who wants to live in the 1920s, being like, sipping on a cocktail, trying to get my jollies.
Gross.
In a speakeasy.
That's my dream role, is to be a girl in a speakeasy,
on like,
by the way.
Boardwalk Empire.
That is my dream, to be on Boardwalk Empire, smoke a long cigarette, and like turn around with pink curled hair.
What do you know? What do you know at all?
Love it.
But yeah, this feels like it's the most bro-y.
I also think vague, growing. Like we've been talking about that. Like everything's like very non-specific, yeah. kind of like light, dressed like, up.
Something. Yeah, it's so like crazy times. Yeah. You know, just yeah, like what nobody, are you talking about?
No, none of these songs get into it yeah. at also, all.
I also like the idea that all three of these songs were written by super nerds. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
If like David Boys Are Ghetto. Back in Town was like, is like this guy's like the bar back at this bar, and he's like, "Well, the boys are back in town." Yeah. And then the Top Gun one is like, "That sure was a good movie."
He's like a German nerd. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, "I'll bet they have a lot of fun out at the bar."
Keyboards.
And then this one is like, "That's what clubbing is like, probably."
Yeah, David Guetta, who is like lives in the south of France with yeah. his wife and child. You know, yeah. like.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, that maybe that's what that makes sense. That maybe that's why you are a big fan of this song, yeah. Lydia, is because it's a glass of Chardonnay and you start thinking about life, thinking about love.
Yeah. I'll also say this. This is one that we're all kind of like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, this is a landmark episode because yeah. I think we all three like all three of
yeah,
these
yeah,
songs.
Like, yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah. But like, in that same
we
way
can
of
all
like
dance to them.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
all
we're
kind
all
of like
dance to it.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
If these are playing at a party, I'll dance, but I won't think about it. Yeah. I refuse.
This isn't going to be the first song at my wedding, but I wouldn't be upset if it was in the playlist.
Yeah. yeah.
You know? Like, yeah. It's like, sure.
It's one, and like this song, it's like, well, I'm like this with all songs where I know the lyrics wrong and I'll sing them sure. wrong most of the time, but it's like, I kind of know the lyric. You know, you're yeah, like, yeah, you yeah. can kind of sing
just
it
enough.
And like,
it's
yeah.
the Law and Order SVU of songs where you can like watch, you can wash your dishes as you're
and
watching
and you know,
it.
Yeah.
You can like, jump
oh,
in at a different
it's
point.
Her brother.
Like, oh yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. yeah. Right.
Like, you're aware. You're like,
I'm not really sure what I missed about 20 minutes of it, but
I'm pretty
takes
sure
me,
that's,
I'm pretty yeah. sure I'm back in. But I love them all. Love them all
yeah.
dearly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lydia.
Yes.
Thank you.
Alden. Winston.
Thank you for coming and joining yeah. us tonight.
Thank
this
you
was
for
incredible.
Me. This is so fun.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Do I? Well, Ladies Night Men Welcome, we said, a variety
uh-huh. yeah,
show
when,
celebrate
so, yeah,
women
tell us,
in and comedy. Well, our... The I don't know when this will air, but our upcoming show is May 10th. It's like a week away. So maybe not.
Yeah,
but
maybe it, not. When is it just kind of check the schedule?
Yeah, check the schedule.
Is there a Facebook page or a Twitter feed to follow?
No, but you can follow me on Twitter yeah. At just Lydia Hensler on Twitter. And it also has Shannon O'Neill and Morgan Grace Jarrett. And we host it. And we have storytellers, comedians, and characters and stuff like that. But it's
great.
All female-based, but men are welcome. And men are also a big part of the show.
Well,
but the
actually, two friends of the podcast are Morgan Jarrett has been on the podcast.
Yep.
And Brandon Scott Jones.
Brandon
has,
Scott
so
Jones
good.
Is in it. Yeah, he's our bartender.
Cleanse the misogyny from your brain by going to Lydia's show.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's a great remedy.
Yeah. Well.
And then, and just like if you work at HBO and you want to put me on Boardwalk Empire,
she smokes
that,
a great long cigarette.
I smoke
yeah.
a really good long.
Her
cigarette.
Hair's in real tight curls.
I'm
right
wearing
now.
Pin curls and a flapper dress.
You don't know anything.
just see here.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for tuning in to the show. Thanks again to Lydia.
Yeah.
And again, I'm Alden Ford.
I'm Winston Knoll.
And thank you for hearing us out.
I can show you. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when